Ladies and gentlemen,
speaking at the National Press Club in Washington, D.C., Ambassador Imad Mustafa called the Iraq Study Group report a semi-official admission of what he called astounding failure of U.S. policies in Iraq. He said Iraq is deteriorating from a disaster to a catastrophe, which could have serious repercussions for Syria. For this reason, he agreed with the study group's recommendation of talks with Tehran and Damascus. However, he said any engagement with the United States should be honest, in-depth, and sophisticated.
We're not going to accept dictation by a superpower. Look at this same superpower and the mess it has brought itself into in Iraq. And many Iraqis are not accepting the fact that the United States, the superpower of the world, is going to dictate on them the future of their own country.
The Bush administration has been lukewarm about talks with Syria and Iran, saying those countries are fueling extremism in the region. Ambassador Mustafa, however, recalled Syria's recommendation to the United States when the two countries last held talks prior to the invasion of Iraq.
We were very clear, at least about one thing. We believe that for you to go invade and occupy Iraq will mean, as far as we understand our region, this will mean that you will fuel extremist terrorism across the Middle East. This is exactly what has happened.
Coordinated terrorist bombings in Baghdad on Tuesday killed at least 70 people, mainly poor Shiites waiting for jobs as day laborers. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki blamed the attacks on sympathizers of former dictator Saddam Hussein and Sunni extremists. President Bush has called Iraq the central front in the war against terror. But Ambassador Mustafa says sectarian extremism and insurgent resistance to the United States rather than al-Qaeda terrorists are to blame for most of the violence in Iraq. Nonetheless, an advisor to the Iraq Study Group, University of Maryland politics professor Shibli Telhami, says the al-Qaeda threat is real.
On that question, I think most neighbors would cooperate because most neighbors are actually threatened by al-Qaeda. Including the Syrian government, including arguably the Iranian government, not just the Saudi government. So in some ways, that actually is a potentially a core issue for cooperation, not a core issue for conflict.
The Iraq Study Group says the United States should engage Syria and Iran about Iraq without preconditions. President Bush, however, insists that Tehran and Damascus should first stop funding terrorists and pledge support for the Iraqi government and economy. Peter Fidinski, VOA News.
望网易语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。